Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
All right, we're bumping into a new year. That means our pals from Talk Radio News join us right at the top to kick things around. None better than the former congressman from Ohio, our pal Bob Ney. Bob, I was thinking of you today when John Boehner was so long-winded welcoming everybody into Congress, everybody and their dogs and their brothers and their sisters, 6 degrees of separation. But the key thing here is he does retain his gig as Speaker. So how about that? Despite the threats and Republicans, you know, jumping off his ship, he still hung on, didn't he?
Well, he did, but I've got to tell you, this one's fascinating, Kate, because I remember when there was one vote against Speaker Hastert, I forget who, and people gasped, you know, and it was like, oh, you've defied the Speaker. This is like historic. This is unprecedented. It's a blasphemy politically. But he lost 25 votes, 24 voted against him and one abstained. And had everybody been present on the floor of the House, because some people were gone due to weather and Mario Cuomo's funeral, 4 more votes and they would have had to have gone to a second round, which would have surely put him out.
Wow.
So it got that close. Now, there's a fascinating announcement tonight, and I knew it because Barry Jackson, who's his top advisor for years, was Karl Rove's number two guy. We all know Karl Rove.
Yeah.
And Barry Jackson sometimes makes Karl look like Cinderella, his niceness. And Jackson is a brutal, retaliating type of guy, and I know he's behind what's going on because I've talked to people up in the Hill, and there's going to be this massive retaliation. Well, you know, you can only go so far with this, and if they retaliate too much, they've already kicked two guys off of the Rules Committee. Now, I can see that because the one did run against him, and Rules is a special committee appointed by the Speaker. But all this retaliatory talk means it's a circular firing squad for the House, for the Republicans. And frankly, this gives the president a leg up. The president can take the high road and put an agenda out there, and the Republicans are going to devour each other. Not a good way to start the year. He might have won, but he might lose the long-term battle.
You know, you were a Republican. What is this about the Republicans eating their own in the last, you know, decade?
Well, they do. You know, we used to say that, you know, that the opponent was Bill Clinton and the enemy were the Republicans when we were there, because they'll just tend to really devour each other. And it's okay to stand up for things, but, you know, with certain groups of Republicans, Kate, if you're not with them, you don't pass the litmus test, you're not welcome. And it's just become a very retaliatory party on each other. You know, the old Reagan, don't say anything bad in a primary, which was a rule amongst Republicans, has been long gone. This is really brutal, though. This is, I'm going to look it up. I tried before your show and I couldn't find it, but this is history precedent setting of the amount of people that went against the sitting Speaker. So it's not all done yet. It's yet to be seen if he can rise above this.
Boy, no kidding. 24 against, 1 abstain. Absolutely incredible. The other thing that's been kicked around a bunch, and because we know, of course, the big issues that are going to come out here in this next Congress, and one of them is the push to hold votes on approving the Keystone XL pipeline. Is there any way the president signs this if it goes through the both chambers?
He has to veto it. The president just has to veto it. And here's the other problem. I don't know who's advising the Republicans. Brand new Congress. They're in control. They bring out the Keystone Pipeline as their, you know, golden issue. And right now, frankly, with low gasoline prices, it's not the scary issue that we had before, that you have to drill now, you have to build this pipeline. The second thing they're doing, they're tinkering with the 30-hour full-time work week in Obamacare as it's designated to make it a 40-hour. And the conservative think tank bright guys and gals are calling the House Republicans saying, look, don't do this. You're going to throw more people into the Obamacare program and cause more of a deficit. So they've kind of got an agenda that's very milquetoast. I don't think the American people are going to hang on the edge of their seats demanding Keystone, not at this point in time with what's going on with gasoline. So the president has to veto it.
All right, so he probably vetoes that. The other thing is, you know, now this we know this whole year is going to be about handicapping what's going to happen in the race for president in 2016. Mm-hmm. Jeb Bush with the announcement of the PAC. I mean, listen, he wants this, doesn't he? Now we know it, right?
Oh, he wants it. He's doing a commercial in Spanish, really good Spanish. I must give him credit. He's doing it with this PAC he's got, and he wants it bad, and he's going to try to be the front runner. I just think, and my friends laughed at me the other day. I said, they won't take another Bush. And they said, well, what about another Clinton? I said, that's different. It really is, because you've got Bill Clinton out there who's more popular than ever before. And Hillary Clinton would be running, let's say, against Jeb Bush. And frankly, people are going to be more tolerant to have another Clinton than to have the brother of George Bush because of, you know, weapons of mass destruction, torture, and everything else under the sun.
Yeah, no kidding. The thing that you mentioned at the top is interesting, because there were some people that were missing from the first day of Congress, the new one anyway, and that's because of Mario Cuomo's funeral. I know a lot of people that knew Mario, some of them Republicans, some of them Democrats, and they, no matter how liberal he was and his policies and all that other kind of stuff, people that I know really liked him, Bob. They said he could cut across politics and still be your friend.
You know, I met him, and of course I knew his son, who was, you know, running HUD at one point in time when I was in Congress. I have to tell you, dynamic, the type of person you meet, he shakes your hand, and you're like, wow, wonder if I can have dinner with him. Love to pick his brain. And captivating in that San Francisco Democrat National Convention speech, he could have snapped his fingers and I think been on the national ticket in 10 seconds, passed up a Supreme Court appointment, you know, to run again for governor. But he was a great personality, and he's just one of those people, sort of like Reagan, in the sense of Reagan had a conservative agenda, but, you know, deep down a lot of people liked him. And Mario Cuomo had a progressive agenda, and he would have brought in a lot of independents and, frankly, Republicans.
Yeah, I agree. Interesting. I think that he was such a New Yorker, though, and loved being the governor of his home state that he was not going to do the national thing.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's
no right. way. All right, Bob Ney, when are you going back to Congress?
Actually, one of my local newspapers has twice now, and don't get Ellen Ratner started, has twice said I should run publicly. And it's set Ellen into this, you know, mode of calling me every week saying you got to run. So
you got to run.
I watch C-SPAN, and that's enough for me not to run.
Right. It keeps getting worse, doesn't it? So forget it. Crazy. All right, Bob Ney, Happy New Year, and we'll talk to you again soon.
You too. Thanks.
Coming up on America Tonight at the tail end of the hour, how much would you pay for the lyrics to Born to Run? You know, Bruce Springsteen's big song, Born to Run, one of his many. Josh Evans joins us from Leland's.com. He's not going to sell you those lyrics, by the way. He bought those lyrics, and that's one of his prized possessions. He has like a mini museum, as he says, in his house. However, he owns and runs Leland's, and that is all about all kinds of memorabilia. And they have one of their 2 yearly auctions going on right now, and it's always so fun to kick it around with him because they have things like clothing from Janis Joplin, you know, the hippie era, the style of clothing that she had, clothes that she gave somebody that was coming to her concert, and now they're part of the auction. Also, a scrapbook of Shoeless Joe Jackson and some unbelievable things in that, plus Seabiscuit memorabilia, the saddle that was worn on Seabiscuit during some incredible races. So that's at the tail end of this hour. In between, though, we had a shooter at the VA in El Paso. Sadly, the doctor died. We've got the details on that next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Weather, baby, it's cold outside for lots of you, and in some cases we're talking about slip sliding away. There may be schools canceled in parts of the East Coast and some places in the nooks and crannies in the Midwest too, and a warning about being careful when you run outside to go do errands and you don't throw your coat on because you have your car so hot it's like sitting on the sun. I used to do that. I would just zip in a garage, zip out, and never think, well, what if I got a flat tire? What if something happened? But there is a warning about that, because what if you get stuck somewhere and you got to walk someplace and you don't have a coat? Frostbite sets in, boom, like that, especially when it's sub-zero temperatures. This is a sad, sad story. I have a very good friend who now lives and just recently got this job, lives part-time in El Paso, and immediately when I saw this story, a shooter comes into the El Paso VA and opens fire in Texas, in El Paso, and unfortunately, the shooter is dead, and there was a doctor that was killed as well. The FBI is investigating it, naturally, that's what they're going to tell you. And this is, this is a terrible thing. Clearly, what happened here? Because what the motive would be is what? What is the motive for this? And they put the VA facility on lockdown when the shots were first heard, not really knowing what that was about, but I see, to me it seems as though it's targeted. If it's just one person opened fire and randomly hit the doctor, or specifically aiming for the doctor, they're kind of vague on those details. But the doctor was shot, and then the guy with the gun killed himself. So you can imagine some of the stories that are floating around out there. VAs are just wide open too. They're wide open portals, and we just went through this with the long wait times at the VAs and some of the corruption, some of the problems, the switch in the head of the VA, Shinseki gone, and someone from the private sector coming in. So this is a terrible, terrible blow while they're trying to really turn things around so that the quality of care is better, so all the way around, veterans are getting the kind of treatment that they should get, whether they served in wars in years and years gone past or currently have just gotten out or are serving. So this was terrible just absolutely terrible to hear this. And as I said, there's a lot of vague details at this point. And this is Fort Bliss. I used to work at El Paso. It was one of my first jobs out of school at a place called KTSM Channel 9. And we went to Fort Bliss a lot. They were really, really easy to go and do stories with and to tell us some of the latest things they were doing. And so now, as somebody just tweeted me, there's two people dead. And as I just mentioned, so it happened after 3 o'clock in the afternoon. The details are a tad vague. The motive, relationship between the shooter and the victim, how the shooter died, all that kind of stuff, all of that is up for discussion. They're investigating and talking to witnesses, and it sounds like it could be a patient-doctor thing. And, it's interesting, too, because this VA, this clinic, was one of the clinics that was looked at after the federal audits showed that it had some of the longest waiting times for veterans trying to see a doc. And a survey of hundreds of West Texas vets last year found that they waited about 2 months to see a VA mental health professional and even much longer to see a doctor. And they actually did a survey of about close to 700 vets in El Paso County to be able to see what the long wait times were about, because they had some of the worst in the whole VA system. So think about that, and could there be something related to this? But the safety of the people that are in the clinic, for goodness sake, and the safety of the doctors and the nurses and everybody else at the clinic is got to be of utmost importance. So that's horrible. Is it something to do with a hurry up and wait kind of thing? Or, we'll see ultimately what that comes down to. And I mentioned this briefly in our previous show, but this is big because all year long, we know we're going to be talking about who's on the bench, who's looking good, who's running for the Republicans, who's throwing in for the Dems. But frankly, to me, that conversation is almost useless, because unless Hillary Clinton somehow trips up, it's got to be Hillary Clinton. It would be shocking if it wasn't her. But how about Jeb Bush? He's filed the paperwork to launch this PAC, which would allow him to raise money and spend money for political activities. And this is a step toward letting everyone know he's going to run for president. See, with these PACs, because remember the Supreme Court ruling, you can have a political action committee. So you can take the tour and go and visit people across the country. It's going to be called Right to Rise. And this is what it would be under: celebrating success and risk-taking, protecting liberty, cherish free enterprise, strengthening national defense. You get it. Embracing the energy revolution, yada, yada, yada. So under our system, you can do that. And this means if he creates, as he created this PAC, think of the Bush money that'll come in, all the people that want to help the Bushes in general. Now, the formation of this PAC, as well as a separate super PAC launched by his supporters, would be one way you could flush out other potential Republicans on that deep bench for 2016. And if you ask me, well, how does that happen? What do you mean by that? Because then the person who would become the candidate, which would be Jeb Bush, remember, he doesn't have to go after people. It doesn't. The negative campaigning isn't through him or to try to knock people out of the race. It's through the PAC, because they could have plenty of commercials, television, radio, whatever it is they want to do. So there are fundraising things in the works, events in Florida, New York, not a surprise, Washington, D.C., next couple of weeks. A lot of the big donors are getting organized. He's holding a private fundraiser in Greenwich, Connecticut, on Wednesday with relatives, and the money raised at that event goes to his Right to Rise PAC. So it's out there. I mean, it's out there on the 140-character world. It's pumped out. And he even said this Right to Rise PAC is about supporting candidates across the country who share optimism, conservative, positive vision for helping every American get ahead, saying that's what the PAC is about. Now, by formally establishing a PAC, he joins a whole bunch of other Republicans who've already done that, by the way. Marco Rubio, Ted Cruz, Governor Perry, former Texas governor, Kentucky Senator Rand Paul. So this is SOP, standard operating procedure now when you're running. If it's going to take $1 billion to become president, then you got to have these PACs. And because of the Citizens United ruling with the Supreme Court, as we all know, a few years ago, that's what opened up this lane for this campaign, wink, wink, money to flow. I mean, there's no formal papers, but this is a way to see. This is a way to get engaged. I mean, he's actively exploring a bid, and he has said that. He stepped down from all corporate boards. He's getting rid of all entanglements from any other kind of investment that would possibly be a red herring that would hurt Bush. And you just got to wonder when you look at the names that I said, especially Rand Paul, I think. Cruz, I heard, really wants it. Rubio, I heard, really wants it. And then, you know, you throw in Jerry Jones, the owner of the Cowboys' best buddy, Chris Christie, the governor of New Jersey. And there's others that are also in the midst of this. Jeb Bush can just knock. He can take his king and knock those rooks across the board. Because it's going to come down to dollars and what people are saying as they feel their way beyond these fundraisers and elsewhere across the country just with regular voters and see how they feel about it. But I think in the polls anyway, Jeb Bush has certainly risen. He's on the top of the list for the Republicans. Does he make the right candidate, do you think, for the GOP? You want to throw in your 2-24-7, you know you can always do that, americatonight.net or 855-266-5283. Meet you on the flip side.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Hey everyone, I'm having lots of fun with my new Ghost 80% AR-15. This baby shoots like a dream. Hey, thanks, Guns80.com. You know, friends ask me all the time why I wanted a Ghost AR-15. That's easy. You see, my buddy Mark kept telling me that I'd better go to Guns80.com, get myself a Ghost AR-15 before they outlawed them. I thought he was just paranoid, so I ignored him. Well, at first. But then I started hearing government and media types talking about making guns illegal, about the president signing on to a UN treaty that could take my gun rights away. You know, it really bugged me, so I dug in, I did the research, and I realized that Mark was right all along. I know now that having an unregistered Ghost AR-15 is the right answer. I'm a proud 80% Ghost AR-15 convert. You should be too. The answer is really simple. Get your Ghost AR-15 at GunsAD.com. The big sale is on right now. Go to GunsAD.com. That's GunsAD.com. Guns80.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Celebrating 75 years. Woohoo! I say any couple, 75 years, you got to give them cred. I mean, seriously, the Bushes, all the kids, all the things that you go through, the ups and downs, the political appointments, the disappointments, the blah, blah, blah. But 75 years is a long time. I can't say that I've ever, besides the Bushes, I can't say that I've ever met anyone in my life that I know that's been married 75 years. It's a very, very long time. But anyway, while that's all going on, Jeb has this pack now in place, and he's doing the fundraising thing for the pack. And then the super pack will mean that you're like a giant Pac-Man. Boom! You can knock off some of those opponents. Anybody on the outside, you can start to go after them. The pack, not Jeb, his pack, his super pack can do that. And that's what that signals. That signals he is serious, no question about it, about this push for president. Can he knock out the some of the people that I mentioned on the bench is the question. So is he stronger than Rubio? Is he stronger than Cruz? Is he stronger than Rand Paul? Does he eliminate all of those senators for consideration ultimately? I mean, yeah, the game will roll on, but is he too strong on the board to just kind of push them aside? Or is there someone else that comes into this? Because there are other people that want this job, by the way, that will start to kind of feel around about it. Maybe people were not even looking at this point. But it's not so far-fetched when you keep reading about, ooh, Clinton and Bush, is going to be that's what the showdown is going to be. It's not that far-fetched, that scenario, but we have to see how this all unfolds. Mike Huckabee, I talked about the other day, that he said adios to Fox, and he's interested. I mean, he's been down this path before, and he's interested. He hasn't said he's doing it, but he's interested in it. Let's put it that way. What do you think? Is Jeb Bush the guy? And does he beat Hillary Clinton anyway? So that's the other thing you had to think about. Is he the guy that knocks her off? 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Let's go to Dan in Texas. Hello, Dan. Welcome to 2015.
Hello, baby. Hello.
Hello. What's on your mind?
Well, lots of things. I kind of agree with you a little bit on the Bush thing. But by the way, what are you mixing with this Democratic Kool-Aid you've been drinking lately? A little gin or a little tequila?
What are you talking about?
Oh, by the way, the king moves pawns off the table. The rook is to castle with. All right?
Gotcha.
Your nigh guest was a Democrat, not a member of the Republican Party. You insulted the lad.
There was Bill Nye.
He was a Democrat.
Bill? No. You're talking about Bob Nye.
Yeah.
Bob Nye is all about. I mean, he may sound like he's a Democrat, but Bob Nye is not a Democrat. Not a Democrat. Remember,
well,
he was.
Bow to your greater wisdom, dear. If you know that for an absolute fact, then I apologize.
Oh yeah. Bob. No, Bob. Actually, he was a big time. He had a lot of conservative things that he ran on. He was so popular in Ohio, and he was convicted of corruption, and he did 30 months. He was part of that Jack Abramoff thing in 2007. So yeah. Yeah, he's a Republican.
Oh, that's no problem. I mean, we got a Democrat that used to be a judge down in Florida that was guilty of bribery, and they put him in Congress again. I mean, you know, of course, that is the Democratic Party that they allow such things.
There you go.
So,
too funny.
To get back to the Bush thing, I just don't know. I mean, I prefer Ted Cruz as my own pick, but he does not have the money. He's got the Tea Party backing, but the money is not there. And Bush has got all the money in the world. I mean, he's got the connections. He's got his daddy. He's got his brother. He's got all the connections. He's got everybody that you can think of. They'll fill the coffers up for him to pull off the run. And as far as Clinton goes, it will be a wipeout. They'll take Clinton out. She is just too stupid to be president of the United States. Her mouth will kill her.
So you think what will happen is, regardless, when she starts to run, she'll trip up on things,
and that'll be enough to topple her. They've got Benghazi on her. They've got the Travelgate situation when she was first in there with Billy, the guy that they blackballed, tried to take away the deal with him being in the travel office, and tried to send him to jail. And he was acquitted. You remember that? I do.
Mm-hmm.
And all these other faux pas that she was involved with, her supposed cattle features, fortune, blah, 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 that's a stain. Then you got Benghazi. You got just so many little faux pas, not to mention bringing up all the history of Bill and his little trips. And they're out to get the Clintons. I mean, that somebody is doing some dirt on them right now, as you know.
Right.
Connections. And so I see Hillary as just absolutely a disaster for the Democratic Party. Besides, they've got to have a Republican win so they can bring about this collapse of our government, because that's when all hell will finally break loose. At the end of the Obama run, all hell's going to bite the big one. And remember what I told you about the stock market? Girl,
yeah.
Still in. Get out. You're headed for the black, black hole.
Yeah, you got to roll things into cash and pay attention to things that aren't blue chip stocks.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's
right.
For sure. Yeah.
Well, look, I know you're busy and flea on a young pup, so I'll let you go for now. But I've been thinking of you and I've been listening.
Awesome. Thanks, Dan. Rock on. So, Dan, actually, you know, and what he's talking about with Jeb Bush, it's interesting. If you do look at Hillary Clinton and where her Achilles heels are, where they, you know, where they could rub in the wrong direction, he, you know, Benghazi is one thing that would come up, and some other things that happened during her entire political career. Whereas Jeb Bush, that's why he's, you know, getting out of the boards, trying to, because that's what you do. Listen, when you run for president, especially the kind of money we're talking about, all the gloves are off. They sit in a room with a handler, for one, a crisis manager, who digs up anything they can to let them know, listen, what do you say about this? What do you say about that? What are you gonna? How are you going to answer this question? What do you think about that? I mean, we're not stupid. This is what they do. They look for every single thing that could possibly trip them up. And if you add everything up, I bet Jeb has certainly less as governor of Florida compared to Clinton, who was senator from New York first when she was first lady, and being the secretary of state too. There's more to go after there, absolutely, versus Jeb Bush. As Cop just said in New Jersey, they're getting ready to be buried by crazy temperatures, and they are right now. Whitewater is another thing people like to tag the Clintons about. Whitewater, and what about the outcome of that, and what happened there, and whatnot. So, absolutely. I mean, she gets it, though. She's a veteran of politics, as is Jeb Bush, and they know how to leap over whatever is thrown at them. But what about the people who vote? What about the people who matter? What about the electoral votes? Because that's what it's coming down to, right? What happens there? All of that is significant. I'll tell you one candidate, if I was Jeb Bush, I wouldn't be that worried about. I really wouldn't be worried about Chris Christie. I don't see him as a threat, as a challenger to take that nomination. I really don't. I think that I think maybe, you know, Cruz could be kind of a sticky wicket because of the Tea Party, as Dan said, but the problem is he made a great point. It's one I keep talking about. He doesn't have the money. He doesn't have the connections of a Jeb Bush. When you're talking about $1 billion to become president, the kind of money that you have to have, the kind of backing that you have to have, he no way has that. Rubio doesn't have that. Rand Paul has a lot of people that like him and see him as the difference maker, kind of the guy, the renegade, excellent ideas, reading bills, different ways to do things on the Hill, not afraid to go against what he doesn't think, and he absolutely has a backbone. He's got a lot of young people, libertarians, that would like him and would vote in his direction, but I don't think he can do it either, even with the connections and some of the fundraising that he has, because he absolutely has big people who want to see him do big things. But still, can you trump a Bush, especially Jeb? Speaks Spanish, knows it, gets it. People, Latino people like him. A lot of people liked him when he was governor of Florida. But being governor of Florida is still different than running for president of the United States. Certainly his brother could tell him about that, having been the governor of Texas. So he knows. Let's put it that way. All right, coming up around the bend, we're going to talk about some amazing things. I think it's so cool that you could get a saddle that was worn when Seabiscuit was winning. It blows me away. Anyway, my pal Josh Evans, he's coming up next for something completely different here at the tail end of America Tonight.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Award-winning Nobel Prize nominee Dr. Joel Wallach will be speaking January 7th at Faith Tabernacle Church, 2025 4th Street, North Minneapolis, and January 8th, Shiloh Temple, 1201 West Broadway Avenue, North Minneapolis. For more information, call 763-291-5052 or 763-221-8432. That's 763-291-5052 or 763-221-8432.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure ancient defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Sugarfoot called me last night. He said his girl called him. She said, can I come over? She said,
knows what a sports nut I am. You know, we do our Nail the Score thing. We talk a little sports here and there between the sport of politics. Well, how about this? We've had him on a couple of times. It's always fun to kick around memorabilia and history, frankly. And I think when people pick up pieces of memorabilia, so much of it is not even so much about what it's worth, in a sense, but what it means to them. Josh Evans is in our virtual green room from Leland's. They've got a big auction that's set to close on January 16th, and it has some amazing pieces of history in it, including Seabiscuit's saddle and horse shoes. How crazy is that? Hey, Josh, welcome aboard.
Nice to be back.
So Seabiscuit, my grandfather saw Seabiscuit run, and he told me all about it in the big race at Pimlico. This, I would think, would be a very hot item. How'd you get this?
We actually were consigned the finest collection of Seabiscuit memorabilia in the world, and it's all in this auction. It's pretty amazing.
Wow, no kidding. And so it's the actual race-worn saddle that Red Pollard had.
It is. He used it, for most of his career. And actually, there's even two of his horseshoes as well from the War Admiral match race and the his last race that, you all remember from the film where they were both hurt and both came back, and that was his last race, and they won.
Wow. And you go from horse racing to something else that I think is incredibly interesting, too. Shoeless Joe Jackson. You have a whole bunch of things of Shoeless Joe Jackson's. Tell us what you got.
We have his actual scrapbook, that his family scrapbook, with some amazing things, photographs that have never been seen. There's even an award that he won in a throwing contest as a member of the White Sox. There's a document where he tried to sue the Chicago White Sox after they, canned him. And the most interesting thing, though, is there's a letter to him written by a mysterious fan, unsigned, that is trying to get him to give him inside information on the 1917 World Series so this guy can gamble on it, which is a real interesting precursor to the 1919 World Series, when which caused Joe to be blackballed from baseball.
Yeah, no kidding. When we, in bouncing around this, when you you look at the scrapbook and whatnot, I mean, you have a minimum bid and whatnot. Is there a lot of interest? Because, there's not much time for people to jump on this. I would imagine there's a lot of interest in the Seabiscuit saddle and horseshoes.
Well, we try to start the stuff really low to allow the client to determine the value rather than letting anyone else, the owner, determine the value or us determine the value. So the auction closes on the 16th of January, but so people do have plenty of time. But that's the best way to do it. That's a real auction. That's exciting. You might as well just go to a store and buy it if you have to pay whatever
right.
the retail value is.
Right. You play the game and you watch, and like you say, it does create excitement. That was the whole thing behind, as you know, many auction houses, and obviously you do it and you're in this game, so you realize it because you want something. You start to think about it. You look at the bids, and that does make it incredibly interesting. And it's not just sports memorabilia that you have, by the way. I noticed that you've got something from Janis Joplin. Tell us about that.
Oh, it's great. It's, there was this little girl who went to, she's 14 years old, went to a concert and actually met Janis. And Janis took a liking to her, and she gave Janis, when she changed her clothes, she gave her old clothes so she could, look good at the concert, look like a hippie outfit. And she gave her one of these wonderful hippie vests, the suede vest with the fringes, and a belt, and actually a pair of jeans. Well, the girl wore the pair of jeans out, over the next many, many years. But we have the actual vest and the belt and an autograph that she signed for her that day, and two of the VIP tickets to the concert.
Wow. Very cool. And here's what I like about it, in looking, and that's why I wanted to have you on especially, because the swath of stuff that's going on in this auction, and sticking with the music theme, you've also got something from the Beatles. You got some kind of an award, right, for Let It Be?
Yeah, it's an actual gold record that was presented for the song Let It Be. And the rock and roll stuff is amazing, and sports is our main thing, but I cannot get away from the rock and roll, so I always have, a bunch of it in the sale, because to me that's my history. So I love that stuff.
Yeah, and also to throw that in with the Beatles, you've got John Lennon's signed grapefruit with a caricature, right? Is that right?
Right. It's the book Grapefruit by Yoko Ono, and this young guy came to Lennon's house to do some work. And, he didn't know he was going to John Lennon's house, and he was sitting there with Yoko having breakfast, and they talked, and, he signed the book Grapefruit for him, and, he drew a caricature of himself, and it's tremendous.
Can you imagine that? You have no idea, then you walk in the door, it's like, hello. look who's here, mate. We're just hanging out. Would you like to have breakfast with us? Can you imagine that?
Breakfast with the Beatles. I gotta love that.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, that's nutty. And of course, I grew up partially in New York and then Philly, and you've got 1818 Declaration of Independence by Benjamin Owen Tyler.
That's right. An actual copy, one of the first copies of the Declaration of Independence. It was done in 1818, and original copies of the first one is millions of dollars. So this is a great opportunity for someone to get one that's very important in terms of historical importance, and at the same time it'd be viable, able to afford it.
Yeah. We've talked about this before, but I bet you it can change because you get so many interesting things in. And if I were doing your job, to me, that's what would be exciting, tracking down the stories, because you always have a story behind how something was acquired. Of everything in this lot, what is the coolest thing to you personally?
That's like asking me to name my favorite child. And it's interesting. It changes from time to time. But I think the Joe Jackson scrapbook is the greatest thing, because I sat down with that for just like a day and went through it and read things, and you know, local the newspaper articles from local paper that people have never seen were amazing, and I just loved that, the historical importance of that, and that was really exciting.
Boy, no kidding. How many of these do you do? So you've got this out. It closes the 16th. Do you, when you set up your year, because now, you know, it's 2015, do you, you're out there and you're looking at stuff and you're pulling stuff together. How many of these auctions do you have a year?
Well, we only do two a year, and that makes it more special. And we spend 6 months, you know, running around looking for stuff. People call us. You know, if anyone out there has anything, they can go to our website, Leland's.com, and we'll appraise your stuff for free. And, you know, even today, my handyman came over with a baseball card collection. And he's like, well, you know, this is for this lady that I work with, and, you know, can you tell me what it's worth? And I said, and there's like a bunch of, he said, well, the baseball cards are good. They're from the 70s. But, you know, these stink. These are, you know, Star Wars and Partridge Family cards and all, you know, all these non-baseball cards. He says, oh, those we're going to just throw away. I said, no, those are good. Those are real good. Those are harder to find than the baseball cards. So that's what it's like. You never know what's coming around the corner.
And is there something ever that you've come across that you just said, oh, I got it. I'm going to have this. I'm going to pay for this. I'm going to take it off someone's hands, and I just can't part with it?
Well, yeah, there's things that I don't want to sell. There's things that, you know, I have my house as like a little mini museum.
Mm-hmm.
And there's things that I, you know, I don't think I will ever sell, although that's not about value. That's more about, you know, the value to me. Things that are really expensive are things that I have a tendency to sell more, because it's like, wow, that's a lot of money. I can't just eat that.
Yeah.
Something I have myself, which I, you know, I don't know if I could ever sell it, but it's something great. I have Bruce Springsteen's original lyrics to the song Born to Run.
No.
I bought that this year, and that's one of my favorite things.
That's like my error. Are you kidding? That whole time. Well, you can't be from New Jersey, New York, or the tri-state area and not have some Bruce love in you, I think.
Yeah, we actually, I remember when I was, you know, in school, we used to, the Grateful Dead kids used to, you know, battle with the Bruce Springsteen kids about, you know, who was better, you know, sort of like, you know, Mantle versus Mays, you know, or other people's eras.
Yeah, exactly. I love it. All right, go to Leland's.com. Remember, you still have time, as Josh said. Josh Evans, thank you so much, and we'll talk to you again.
I look forward to it.
Bye-bye.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dry foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods, and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.